Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Our topic today is the Big R, otherwise known as retirement. Now, when I was in high school, and please try not to calculate how long ago that was, I thought I'd be a millionaire by the time I turned 25 and retire before I turned 40. I can almost imagine you laughing on the other side of this. But those were the days when I had absolutely no concept how hard it was to earn $1 million or how much I have to save. Don't forget, I was still living with my parents at the time, so I had no concept of expenses either. But now, older and wiser, I know there are many steps to take before I can retire, and information that I need. So I'm really happy that our guest today is going to help us answer the question, can I retire yet? We are going to talk about how much you would need to retire, how long it will last, basic information about retirement, and things to think about like managing volatility or changes in the performance of the share market or even the returns from your super fund. So here to help explain it all is Jeremy Lack, financial advisor at Telstra Super. Jeremy has over 10 years' experience as a financial advisor and joined the Telstra Super Financial Planning Advice team nearly 3 years ago. Jeremy, welcome to Friends with Money.
Thanks for having me on the podcast, Michelle.
No dramas. So I'm personally invested in knowing what you have to say about retirement because I think everyone's got this idea, this fantasy of just kind of lazing around at a beach resort or really just having a good time after years of hard work. But first of all, for those who don't know what Telstra Super is about or what the Super Fund is about, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Certainly can. So Telstra Super was originally set up in the early 1990s, and it was originally the Super Fund for Telstra employees, although these days it's actually open to anyone who wishes to join. Now, it's a leading profit-to-member super fund, so what that means is that profits go back to members rather than to shareholders. The fund manages about $23 billion worth of assets on behalf of about 85,000 members. And just recently, it's been awarded the Pension of the Year by Super Ratings, in fact, in the week that we're recording this podcast, and also 2022 Pension Fund of the Year by ChantWest, which recognises some of the value and features and the investment philosophy that underpins all that.
Congratulations on those awards. Does that mean, though, that if you are with Telstra Super, you get a free phone plan and an internet plan?
I wish. Unfortunately, not. There's no benefits like a phone plan or something like that. But lots of other benefits of being part of the fund. You know, a secure online portal, really fantastic dashboards, and there's plenty of fantastic calculators and other tools available, as well as simple assistance on your super account over the phone.
And I guess for most Superfund members, the important thing is your performance and your returns, which are, I guess, endorsed by the awards that you've won recently. So that's good. Returns, good, strong returns is good. So let's start with sharing some simple facts with our listeners. We all probably want to retire, like yesterday, as soon as possible. But what is retirement age as defined by a Superfund? And tell us a little bit more about that, how it works.
It's a really good question. And I actually meet with lots of different clients who will come to me. And when I first meet with them, they'll tell me that they want to stop work at retirement age. And my first question to them is, well, what does retirement age mean to you? Because there is really no set retirement age. When it comes to a super fund, there's a number of triggers that allow you to gain access to your superannuation. So thinking of the main ones, the first one to cover is reaching age 65. And once you reach age 65, you do have access to the money that you have in superannuation, whether that's to take out a lump sum or to commence an income stream of some description. But that's not the only one. So in fact, if you stop work from, it's presently age 59, but for most people listening to this podcast, it will probably be age 60 because it goes up to 60 from next year. If you stop work from age 60 onwards, You can actually gain access to your superannuation by declaring that you've retired and you don't intend to work again. So there is lots of flexibility built into the system there to allow people to access their super when it's appropriate for them and at a time when it can meet their needs. And I think that's important.
So taking note, it is the big 6-0 is when you have choices. You can withdraw your super fund, for example. But retirement age, like you said, is different for different people. But let's suppose you've hit retirement age. Here's the $64,000 question. Do people have enough savings to retire? So what is the average superannuation balance? And what is the ideal superannuation balance?
Again, a good question. And I see certain people that will come to me and I'm reasonably comfortable and confident that they have the plan in place and the assets there to support the kind of lifestyle they want to lead. And then I meet with people where we just have to have pretty frank and honest conversations sometimes and say, look, if you do want to continue to live the life that you are leading at the moment, you may run out of assets within your lifetime, or the alternative is you may need to spend a bit less to try and preserve a more comfortable lifestyle for a longer period of time. Look, I think in terms of how much people need, it really differs depending on the plans that you want to put in place. So the kind of lifestyle that you want to lead, what age that you retire at, and also how long you're going to live for. And that's really the great unknown that I think we all would love to know that answer, or maybe not, but it'd be very helpful to know that answer at the very least to sort of plan towards a figure. But that throws up challenges, the not knowing of how long you'll need money to last for. From a Telstra Super perspective, so the average balance across the entirety of the fund is about $270,000. But if we look at those who are in the retirement phase of Super and drawing an income from Super, they have an average of about $448,000 per member. So naturally, it's a bit higher because they've accumulated assets for a period of time and will be drawing down on those assets. But there are some guides as to what people might need to have in super to give them a comfortable type retirement. And one of those guides is provided by the Association of Super Funds of Australia. So that's an acronym known as shortened to ASFA, A-S-F-A. And they do a lot of work. It's actually a body of super funds that do a lot of work around what kind of income people need to lead a comfortable lifestyle and what sort of assets they need to support that. It can all be viewed online. But in terms of a comfortable lifestyle for a couple, it's probably about $66,500 a year as income would be required, whereas for a single person, probably about $47,000 a year. Now, everyone's circumstances are different. That's not going to be right for everyone, but it's indicative of what might be needed. Now, if we then look further into that, they also publish information as to what kind of assets people will need potentially to maybe support that type of lifestyle. So for people at age 67, for a single, they would require, according to ASFA, approximately $545,000 in super savings. Whereas for a couple, they would require approximately $640,000 at age 67. And that income would be used to supplement, or those assets would be used to supplement income that would be provided by the age pension. Probably also worth noting, that's not going to be attainable for everyone, and not all is lost if people don't get to that. That is a target that some people will look to work towards. But there are other measures in place like the age pension, which is designed to provide income and a bit of a safety net, which can be relied on and used, and also supplemented with what other savings you might have in superannuation or elsewhere as well.
What it tells me, though, is you better start saving. You know, whether it's 500,000 or 300,000, it's kind of the ballpark or just having that amount of money in your super. And I know that there was an announcement from the government now that if you do need to supplement your income, we're all talking about rising costs of living, that you can now, you're now allowed to work to the value of, I think, somewhere around $10,000, $11,000 a year, whereas before it was only $6,000 for just that kind of top up, if you like. I'm trying to think of myself and can I live on $47,000 a year? And I'm already having a heart attack, Jeremy. Do not tell me this. I feel like you're going to say, Michelle, you know, with $500,000 in super, you can live on a life of $100,000. That would be music to my ears. But it's just good to have these numbers, right? Because we need to at least start thinking about it. And I know that from our own research, people are now starting to think about superannuation as a big source of their retirement savings. Whereas when I started in the industry, maybe more than a decade ago, you know, super was not sexy. No one was really talking about it in the same way that we're talking about it now. Now, I want to ask then, you mentioned age pension. Maybe some people know a lot about age pension, but tell us briefly, how would it work? Who's eligible for age pension?
Yeah, really, really important, Michelle. So just on that work bonus you're referring to, there is you're quite right. There's an additional bonus that's been brought in for this financial year. So presently you can earn up to $7,800 a year without it impacting your age pension. For this year, there's an additional $4,000 added to that to allow people to work up to and earn up to $11,800 this financial year. That was announced in the budget on Tuesday this week, the week that we're recording. So I should make mention of the fact that that's not legislated yet, but it is a budget announcement. Just coming back to the question around the age pension. So it is a fundamental part of people's retirement planning needs. Now, when it comes to the age pension, the rules around that are somewhat different to superannuation. So at the moment, if you're 66 and a half or above, you can potentially access the age pension. That's the qualifying age. From July next year, you do need to be 67 or above to be eligible for the age pension. So it's actually increasing to 67 and above. Now, the age pension is essentially designed to provide income, which might be used in isolation or on its own if there are insufficient assets elsewhere, or it might be used to complement income that you have from other sources. There are tests as to what you might be eligible for, which are based on household assets, household income, which will determine how much you're eligible for. So I would suggest that you look at what that test provides you with before you make any big decision, because you don't want to make the decision to quit your job and then find out you're not eligible, or you're only eligible for a smaller portion than you thought was the case. At the full rate, a single, including supplements, will receive $1,026 a fortnight approximately at the moment if they are eligible for the full pension. That means they have assets of less than $280,000. And there's an income test that applies as well. For a couple, they would receive $773 each as part of the age pension. So it's about $40,000 a year if they're both eligible and if they're both receiving the full age pension. So for a lot of people, that isn't enough on its own, and therefore that speaks to the importance of the super system supplementing that, providing income elsewhere.
Aha. So now we're talking about the value of your superannuation savings, because like I said, that $40,000 kind of figure is giving me anxiety at the moment. But very quickly for our listeners, can you give us some tips or recommendations on how they can make the most of their superannuation savings? So right now I'm imagining someone who's maybe 30 years old listening to this podcast. They've got 30 years to kind of prep for this. What would you say to them?
And I imagine listening to this podcast, there'll be people listening at different stages of their working life and run into to when they get closer to retirement. So I think there's probably different suggestions I would make for different people. If I think about that 30-year-old someone who might want to make changes to how they're managing their superannuation, things like looking at contributions can be incredibly important, or looking at how their superannuation money is invested as well, because these are things you can start to do at an early age to really maximize what you have later on. If I think about those potentially getting closer to stopping work and considerations around what they should be thinking about, I'd probably have those same suggestions to them. I think about looking at contributions as well, because it would be an appropriate way to build your superannuation and can be done in a tax effective way potentially.
Yes, because the tax within super is lower than your personal income tax. And this is actually why we have launched the Love Your Super campaign. So if you're a money subscriber listening to this right now, check out our October and November issue where we explain what Jeremy has just mentioned about superannuation top-ups. It can be something as small as $50 a week, for example. And some of those numbers that we mentioned that will that are eligible so that you can still benefit from the low tax environment within super. So more on that. Anything else? So we've talked about contribution. There is also insurance within super. Maybe they can have a look at that. And once you're approaching retirement, I would say definitely it would be good to talk to an expert, a professional financial advisor, because my experience is that there are just so many moving parts as you prep for that time where you can finally say, you know, stop working. I'm off to the Bahamas now, but just get your finances ready. Now, I want to ask, you talked about the budget earlier. Some people on retirement age now, so as you said, from 60 above, are postponing or delaying their retirement and continuing to work. Can they keep their money inside their super fund? And how will this, what are the considerations?
Absolutely. Now, there's clearly decisions that need to be made by each person as to what the right thing to do is for them when it comes to how they manage their superannuation. But when it comes to holding money in super, you can keep it there as long as you want. And in fact, you can keep contributing to it up until age 75. Now, when it comes to keeping in super, when we think about a superannuation account or an accumulation account, which is your account that you contribute to, the earnings are taxed at 15% within that account structure automatically. So, look, that can be quite favourable compared to being taxed outside of superannuation. It's kept very separate. It's held and administered by the super fund itself. When it comes to stopping work, though, people tend not to necessarily pull their money out of the superannuation environment in many cases, simply because that money needs to go somewhere. And there are attractive options that people tend to consider holding that money within superannuation. So that might be commencing an income stream, for example. And many of those do invest the money in a way that aligns with the needs of the person that's actually holding that account. It will provide income that can be used to meet ongoing cost of living needs. And one of the benefits when you do stop work and you do commence that income stream is generally the earnings are tax-free. So rather than paying that 15% tax on earnings that you do in your super account when you're working and accumulating, the earnings when you're in a retirement account are tax-free. So that adds a nice little bonus to it as well.
That is quite powerful, you know, 15%. So there are many advantages. I must say, Jeremy, I feel like we've just really scratched the surface on this, but it's really good to have those signposts that you've just shared in terms of the money you need, retirement age, and all these other considerations. Now, unfortunately, that's all we have time for, but maybe we can invite you for a part two.
Sounds good.
And talk more about this topic. So once again, thank you for joining us today, Jeremy. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Michelle.
Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover. Certainly, we have Jeremy's email address. Just shoot us any of your follow-up questions, and we'd be happy to pass them on. Through our email address, podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all our articles under our Love Your Super campaign. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.